Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The Secretary will close the roll. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that an urgency be declared within the meaning of Article 4, Section 19 of the Constitution of Minnesota with respect to Senate file number 4233, and that the rules of the Senate be so far suspended to give Senate file number 4233 now on general orders its third reading and place it on its final passage.
To that motion. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. We have members in front of us. We have Senate file 4233, currently in second reading. Senator Lang.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I would just like to start off, prior to getting to talking about a little bit about vets, the preceding bill, I have to make a motion. So pursuant to rule 41.2, I would move that I be excused from all voting on questions pertaining to Senate file 4233.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senator Duckworth.
Mr. President, I'm going to make a similar motion pursuant to rule 41.2. I ask that I move that I be excused from all voting on questions related to Senate file 4233. Thank you.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Any further motions? To the bill, Senator Lang.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't start off by talking about cooperation and cooperation by both the House and the Senate and the Senate DFL lead, Senator Newton, Senator Herr and Senator Wieger, and the transparency and the work and the help they've done with me over the last couple of weeks that we've been working to get together with a deal, as well as Representative Eklund and Representative Detmer in the House. I appreciate all the help and all the courtesy as we've been going forward. I can say that with a big smile on my face, Mr. President, that we've reached a deal. We've come together with the commissioner. I would like to put a big thank you and a shout out to Commissioner Herkey, Executive Director Don Kerr, Mr. Ben Johnson, and anybody else that has been along to help for the way. Mr. President, I'm going to go line by line right now with the handout, the spreadsheet. And what I'll do is I'll gloss over some of the items that we've passed last week in portions of the state gov bill that I've talked in detail about. Mainly the enlistment and re-enlistment bonuses that the state of Minnesota has seen. We've had issues trying to keep folks in the ranks, so this is trying to re-enlist that. The U.S. Minneapolis-St. Paul commissioning that we talked about just the other day, that's a couple hundred thousand dollars to celebrate the commissioning of a ship. And then, of course, both the veterans homes provisions that we in the Senate have passed already. The highlights of the bill, the things that we're going to be adding, are the Redwood Falls State Veterans Cemetery Operating Fund. That's a Senator Dames provision. It's an agency ask. We included that. The tenancy support and landlord engagement activities. This is one of the commissioner's top priorities as we've entered the end of session. It is agency request. Low barrier permanent supportive housing for veterans. That's a MACV ask. It's very important. And then Representative Keeler had a Fargo VA Medical Center Fisher House construction. Fisher House is the veterans version of Ronald McDonald House. And then we have temporary housing options and increased engagement outreach activities. This is also one of the top priorities of the agency as far as housing and veterans homelessness goes. Veteran Service Organization grants. This is your legions, your VFWs, your federally recognized veteran service organizations that have long needed an upgrade, long needed an increase in their funding. This is something that I've worked on for several years, and I'm glad to say that it's included in the bill. The changes to the CVSOs. The CVSOs are those county veteran service officers. Those are the face-to-face individuals that work in each individual county and work with their veterans. This is, again, something we've been working on for several years. Big Marine Lake, this is a Senator Housley bill. It's a wastewater and the veterans campground on Big Marine Lake, $774,000. And then, members, the big one, the one that I think is important that you all understand exactly what it means as we've just started talking about this and as we've stepped away from over 20 years of combat and combat experience through Afghanistan in Iraq, as we've pulled out of those engagements or those conflicts, we in the state of Minnesota have always provided our veterans with a bonus, a thank you from the state of Minnesota. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Persian Gulf, and now the global war on terrorism. So that is why I've recused myself, because I would be eligible if I applied for this grant. With that, members, I think I would stand for questions. It's a fairly short, simple bill. And any amendments?
Discussion and amendments to Senate File 4233, Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the A51 amendment.
Senator Duckworth moves the A51 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Duckworth moves to amend Senate File number 4233 as follows, page 3, line 15. This is the A51 amendment.
To the A51 amendment, Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment has to do with the service bonuses that Senator Lang mentioned earlier, the reason why he and I have both recused ourselves from voting on this bill. All it does is it gives a little bit of a timeline or extends the period of time in which people can apply for those service bonuses. It allows it for all the way up to June 30th, 2025. It's a very simple amendment. It just affords those folks a little more time and opportunity for apply for the service bonuses that they may be eligible for. Thank you.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President, and Senator Duckworth. This has been discussed both via myself and the other body. I would view it as a friendly amendment.
Further discussion to the A51 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The amendment is adopted. Further amendments and discussion. Senate File 4233 as amended. Seeing no further discussion.
No, Mr. President, sorry.
Sorry, Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thought you saw me standing, but that can be a little difficult. Thank you, Mr. President. I offer the A52 amendment.
Senator Kiffmeyer moves the A52 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Kiffmeyer moves to amend Senate File number 4233 as follows, page 6 after line 22. Insert, this is the A52 amendment.
To the A52 amendment, Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. The effect of this bill is a request by the agency under Section 9, the cancellation of debt related to salary differential overpayments requested by the agency. And the other effect of this bill is language striking a specific date from 2003 and instead inserts new language no later than 2 years after completion of active service, and also that the eligible member must be provided with notice of the two-year deadline and a copy of military order showing active service provided prior to payment. So that is the effect of this language, members, and I ask for a yes vote.
Discussion to the A52 amendment. Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. The A52 amendment has largely been requested for from the agency, and this is relative to the differential pay and the differential pay process. It is a hold harmless clause. I would view this as a friendly as well.
Any further discussion of the A52 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A52 amendment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The amendment is adopted. Further discussion and amendments? Further discussion and amendments? Senator Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just looking to see which amendment it is. 52. I believe this is A50 amendment.
Senator Newton moves the A50 amendment. The secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Newton moves to amend Senate file number 4233 as follows, page 11, lines 7 to 9. This is the A50 amendment.
To the A50 amendment, Senator Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment simply clarifies for the purposes of the bonus the status of the individuals as to where they reside. It's a very simple amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is earlier today, this was a topic of conversation between Senator Kiffmeyer, myself, and Senator Marty in the Finance Committee. I think it's an appropriate amendment to clarify exactly which one of our service members would apply and would receive this bonus. So with that, Mr. I would thank Senator Newton for offering the A50 and would.
To the A50 amendment. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the A50 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion has prevailed. The amendment is adopted. Further amendments and discussions to Senate File 4233 as amended. Senator Herr.
Mr. President, I just want to ask see if Senator Lane would yield.
He will yield. Senator Herr.
Senator Lane, does this bill include the Veterans Meals on Wheel program?
Senator Lang.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I didn't quite, I heard the Meals on Wheels, but I didn't hear the question.
Senator Herr.
Mr. President and Senator Lang, I just want to check to see if this bill coming through here, does it include the Meals on Wheels program for veterans?
Senator Lang.
Mr. President and Senator Herr, I don't believe there is a Veterans Meals on Wheel program.
Senator Herr.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Lane. I'll just leave it at that for now. Thank you.
Further discussion to Senate File 4233 as amended. Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 4233, a bill for an act relating to state government appropriating money for veterans and military affairs.
Third reading. Further discussion before we close the bill. Senator Herr.
Mr. President, thank you. And I also want to thank you, Chair Lane, and our lead member, Senator Newton. Both of them are very good leaders in our committees. I just want to say that this bill is good, but it could be great. And it's not a great bill. It's not a great bill because it missed a few components, and the decision was decision for this bill come out quite abruptly, so that, you know, myself and a few members on my caucus weren't able to draft an amendment on time. But even though if we do draft an amendment on time for the veterans, Metro Meals on Wheels might not be amended anyway. So I want to speak in advocating for the veterans Metro Meals on Wheels because it's important. It benefit our veterans and community in many ways. I heard a lot of good phrase from member on the other eyes, you know, when the bill is passed here, reference to that this bill is fantastic, or this bill is excellent. I would want to say that the Veterans Metro Meals on Wheels is fantastic, and we should continue to fund them. They benefit veterans in many ways that empower veterans to serve other veterans that may have more needs. In this way, it prevents suicidal of veterans in our communities here. So there's 32 wells program here in our state, and I would have hoped that this bill as it travel at some point, or you know, at some point we be include the funding for veterans meal on well, and also you know continue the MDVA program for veteran suicide prevention. If I can tell a little story, just reference back to the ancient time where you know king and queen rule this world, and we opposed to that. We opposed to that, you know, people who put their life on the line to serve, people who protect their kingdom or society, when they come back from battlefield, even when they reach their domain, there be tons of people go and welcome them, whether they're general or foot soldier, and bring them back and make sure they are treated well and cared for because they put their life in the line to protect the safety of their domain, their empire, and so forth. And now, 400 years later, in our modern day society, those who put their life on the line to keep us safe here and also to defend and protect our freedom when they come back, we really miss the opportunity of helping them. Many end up being homeless, and we should be a more advanced society and care for them much more than they deserve. And the veterans Metro Meals on Wheel program here, it's just a small budget that we can put in. So as this bill travel, or I want to look at other bills as well, that they could see if there's some appropriation that could go help our veterans here today. You know, one veteran is one life that we want to value because they have put their life on the line to protect us, keep us at peace. You know, soldier at war is not out there just to harm or kill people, but they are there to protect people from harm's way. So I really value, I'm a son of a veteran myself, and I really value people who serve our country, whether men and women in blue or, you know, those who in the front line, nurses, teachers, and those who put their life on the line to protect our freedom like veterans. So I'm at the same time honored to also serve in the Veteran Affairs Committee, you know, being with members that who had served our country like Senator Newton, Senator Lane. So I just want to make this statement that we should not ignore fantastic program like the Veterans Metro Wheels on, sorry, the fantastic program of Veteran Metro Meals on Wheel. Thank you.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of Senate File 4233 in regards to our military and veterans. I just wanted to say, though, that last year was historic. Last year, this Senate and the House together, and the governor's office, of course, but we took care of three new veterans' homes. That's unusual. Three new veterans' homes in Minnesota. And in particular, these were in locations that not previously had them. It was a big deal. And on top of that, we did a new veterans cemetery as well in the southwestern part of Minnesota. And so I'm very, very grateful for that and grateful to see today there were some things that were unknown last year. And so this year we are completing the work that was begun last year, plus a bunch more as well. But to let you know, we did a lot of good work last year, and it's great to see this bill here this year as well to continue our ongoing commitment to our military and to our veterans. Thank you, Mr. President.
Final discussion before we close the bill. Well, then, Senator Newton, you'll be part of the closing process. Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Senator Lange for making this bill and its passage a priority. It's one of the first things we're getting done out of the chute here this session. It shows that we can come together when it comes to something very, very important. That's our veterans, our service members, men and women who served this country, served the state of Minnesota. Thanks to Majority Leader Miller and Senator Rosen also for finding a way to move this forward, as well as my fellow colleagues on the Veterans Committee. I did not know that the state of Minnesota had historically paid service bonuses to those that had served in conflicts and wars throughout our country's history. I'm honored that the state does that. It's a very cool thing, and I'm very excited to text my friends, the men and women who I served with overseas, a little bit later when this bill becomes law, to let them know that they and their families are eligible for this, and that the state of Minnesota, has made it a priority to show them how thankful we are to them for their service. It's very modest. They're not winning the lottery here, but they've spent months, in many cases years, away from their families, from their loved ones, in service to this country, in service to the state of Minnesota, oftentimes sacrificing more than we could ever really imagine or realize. So thank you to everybody who was involved in helping us get this bill done. Last July, I was marching in a parade, and I had somebody yell to me, "What are you doing for veterans?" And this bill here, and what Senator Kiffmeyer shared earlier, allows all of us to say, we're doing a whole heck of a lot for our veterans, and they really deserve it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Final comments before we close the bill? Seeing none, Senator Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I encourage everyone to vote for this bill. It's an outstanding bill. Senator Lang has done really good work. It's a pleasure to work with him. He's very cooperative, keeps me informed as what's going on. And we've worked well with the House as well, and the Veterans Committee in the House. I also want to thank Senator Kiffmeyer, who's helped us get this bill in the final form. And it's nice that we've got a single bill moving forward rather than being part of a larger omnibus bill. This is important for veterans. They've been asking, and I think a lot of us in the chamber have been receiving emails from veterans groups and individuals who wanted to have a clean veterans bill moving forward. We have that. And as for my colleague, Senator Herr, and the Meals on Wheels program, that it is a good program, but this probably isn't the right place for it. And I've had discussions with Senator Abler. Senator Abler thinks that he might have some space in his bill where he could include this Meals on Wheels program. That's up for further discussion. So it's not a dead issue. But I encourage all members of the chamber to vote for this bill. It really helps veterans, and it helps our Guard. Thank you.
Closing comments for the author of the bill, Senator Lang.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for the kind words, Senator Newton. Members, I think that as we go forward, there's a couple of things I'd like to mention. And one of those is being an odd year and being a non-budgetary year where we don't have omnibus bills necessarily. It is very nice to have total cooperation on this and total agreement when we send it over to the House. Not only that, just the way we've been amending the bill to make it better to send to the other body is much appreciated. Members, I think the body as a whole, not Republican nor Democrat nor independent for that matter, could be any prouder as a body of a whole to be able to pass a bill such as this. We came together, we worked on it, we agreed on it, we disagreed on it. At the end of the day, we both signed on a piece of paper that I had in my hand this morning, and it put a smile on my face, and it said, you know what, we're going to take care of our vets in the state of Minnesota, and we're going to do it today. So with that, Mr. Chair, thank you, all of you within the body, and encourage a green vote, because I won't be able to vote on it. But thank you.
Senator Lopez Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator Lang, for bringing this bill, and Senator Newton for working on behalf of the minority to make this a good bill. And I know that there was a discussion about Meals on Wheels, and just for the record and for the public to hear, too, this is a bill that I brought forward with my counterpart in the House, Representative Edelson, and the bill had asked for $468,000 for the Metro Wheels Meals on Wheels. It's a program that serves suburban counties and counties, about 33 different programs in the counties surrounding the Twin Cities. So We've heard from the public and that there's been 50% increase in these programs being accessed. A lot of them are veterans, so that is why the discussion came about. It did get heard in the Committee of Jurisdiction here with Senator Lang gave it a hearing. It was not included in this bill, which is unfortunate, but we have to recognize that there are a lot of veterans that see this also not just as a meal, but as a connection to mental health supports and suicide prevention that the VA is also working on. So that is why that bill ended up being heard in this committee. And I think it has a lot of merit that we continue to discuss how we can stop working in silos, but working across agencies and across jurisdictions so we can really get at the crux of some of these issues like it is for mental health supports for veterans. My father-in-law was a veteran, is a veteran, and I am proud of this, of the work that all veterans and all military service people do for our country and our state. So we thank you for your service. We want to thank you with this bill. We still have to do more. We will always do more for veterans, and I urge a green vote. Thank you.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. First thing I want to do is just take a moment to thank all of the men and women of our armed forces, past and present, along with their families, for their commitment to our country. Members, this bill is another example of Democrats and Republicans working together in the House and the Senate, the administration, to find common ground and get good things done for the people of Minnesota, in this case, our veterans and their families. I am very, very happy that we were able to find quick bipartisan agreement on a bill to honor and support our veterans. Members, this is a great bill. I'm especially thankful for everyone who put all their time and effort in making this happen. There are a couple of provisions in here that I want to highlight. One, Senator Kiffmeyer mentioned this chamber, along with the House and the governor a few years ago, made a commitment to build three new veterans homes. Senator Senjum was instrumental in that, along with several others. And we got that done. And there was a supplemental request to help get those three veterans homes built. And that supplemental request is in this bill. The other thing that I just want to highlight that I think is pretty significant is the service bonus to Minnesota's post 9/11 veterans. All those veterans will receive a bonus check from the state of Minnesota, and I think that's a pretty honorable thing for us to do. This is a great bill. I encourage a yes vote.
The secretary will take the roll on Senate File 4233 as amended. I call on Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
I'm Senator Friends. No, I'm just kidding. A little Thursday afternoon humor. Senator, report a yes vote for Senator Anderson.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Eichhorn votes yes.
Eichhorn votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes yes.
Ingebrigtsen votes yes. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Rood votes yes.
Rood votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Westrom votes yes.
Westrom votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Gazelka votes yes.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes yes.
Johnson votes votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni votes yes.
Tomasoni votes aye. I call on Senator Frentz to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Frentz.
Thanks, President Osmek. I report Senator Carlson votes aye.
Carlson votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Swadzinski votes aye.
Swadzinski votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Dibble votes aye.
Dibble votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Eaton votes aye.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Fattay votes aye.
Fattay votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Isaacson votes aye.
Isaacson votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Johnson Stewart votes aye.
Johnson Stewart votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Kent votes aye.
Senator Kent votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Kunisch votes aye.
Kunisch votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Latz votes aye.
Latz votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Marty votes aye.
Marty votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Port votes aye.
Port votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Frentz.
And Senator Wicklund votes aye. Thank you.
Wicklund votes aye. All members having voted with the desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and no nays, Senate File 4233, as amended, does pass in its title agreed to. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements. Announcements. Senator Pappas.
Thank you. If the president would indulge me, members, I met with President Osmek. He requested that I address the body about the incident on Tuesday during debate on the E-12 omnibus bill. During my presentation on the importance of funding the cross-subsidy for English language learners, Senator Chamberlain rose with a point of order. Out of frustration with the constant interruptions to our caucus members, I continued speaking against the rules for 15 seconds. It's unfortunate that there was an escalation of emotions on all of our parts. Members, when I was president during my first year, I tried to close down debate on an E-12 bill, ironically, after 8 hours. It did not go well. Minority Leader Han rose to speak and said that almost all the minority can do is debate, and would I please respect their right to do that? I understood that, and I gave the minority for my entire 4 years wide latitude to present their positions, and I've been assured by Senator Osmek that he will do the same for the minority here. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. This is very much appreciated. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do just want to remind everybody of the I-90 party next Wednesday at the CHS field in Senator Pappas's district, actually. And please come. There's pork chop on a stick and lots of libations, and it's very fun. So everybody next Wednesday from 5 to whenever. Thank you.
Before I continue, I need to hit this Senator Herr, you'll be next. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Tomasoni, 11 o'clock until 2:15. Senator Howell from 2:05 to 2:35. Senator Herr.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is not a script announcement, a pre-planned announcement, but just want a member of the Senate to know that today is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and so is the annual celebration of commemorating anniversary of Mexico victories over the second French Empire. And so I just want folks to know and celebrate wherever possible. I have large Latino community in my area and also down in West St. Paul as well, where Senator Pappas represent. And so West Side. Do come and celebrate with our multicultural community. Thank you.
Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to remind everybody that right now, right after we adjourn, over in the plaza by the MSB is the staff appreciation for all these wonderful people we have working here in the staff, and you can go get some ice cream. Thank you.
Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, May 9th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The motion does prevail. The Senate is adjourned.